Welcome to episode 352 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Bible has many stories about remarkable mothers. These women obeyed God's calling, served sacrificially, and built lives of faith for their families. We can learn much from their examples.
Today's top 10 list.
10 extraordinary mothers in the Bible.
Number 1.
Eve. Eve was the first woman and the first mother. Without a single role model or mentor, she paved the maternal way to become mother of all the living. Her name means living thing or life. Since Eve experienced fellowship with God before sin and the fall, she probably knew God more intimately than any other woman after her. She and her mate Adam lived in paradise, but they spoiled it by listening to Satan instead of God. Eve suffered terrible grief when her son Cain murdered his brother Abel. Yet despite these tragedies, Eve went on to fulfill her part in God's plan for populating the earth.
Number 2.
Sarah. Sarah was one of the most important women in the Bible. She was a wife of Abraham, which made her the mother of the nation of Israel. She shared in Abraham's journey to the promised land and all of the promises God would fulfill there. Yet, Sarah was barren. She conceived through a miracle in spite of her old age. Sarah was a good wife, a loyal helper, and a builder with Abraham. Her faith serves as a shining example for every person who has to wait on God to act.
Number 3.
Rebecca. Rebecca was another matriarch of Israel. Like her mother-in-law Sarah, she was barren. When her husband Isaac prayed for her, God opened Rebecca's womb and she conceived and gave birth to twin sons, Esau and Jacob. During an age when women were typically submissive, Rebecca was quite assertive. At times, Rebecca took matters into her own hands. Sometimes that worked out, but it also resulted in disastrous consequences.
Number 4.
Jochebed. Jochebed, the mother of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, is one of the underappreciated mothers in the Bible, yet she also showed tremendous faith in God. To avoid the mass slaughter of Hebrew boys, she set her baby adrift in the Nile River, hoping someone would find him and raise him. God so worked that her baby was found by Pharaoh's daughter. Jochebed even became her own son's nurse, ensuring that Israel's great leader would grow up under the godly influence of his mother during his most formative years. God used Moses mightily to free the Hebrew people from their 400-year bondage to slavery and take them to the promised land. The writer of Hebrews pays tribute to Jochebed in Hebrews 11 verse 23, showing that her faith allowed her to see the importance of saving her child's life so that he might in turn save his people. Although little is written about Jochebed in the Bible, her story speaks powerfully to mothers of today.
Number 5.
Hannah. Hannah's story is one of the most touching in the entire Bible. Like several other mothers in the Bible, she knew what it meant to suffer long years of infertility. In Hannah's case, she was cruelly taunted by her husband's other wife. But Hannah never gave up on God. Finally, her heartfelt prayers were answered. She gave birth to a son, Samuel, that did something entirely selfless to honor her promise to God. She gave her son back to the service of God. He would become, arguably, the greatest judge in the history of Israel. God favored Hannah with 5 more children, bringing great blessings to her life.
Number 6.
Samson's mother. Although she's not mentioned by name in the book of Judges, Samson's mother was married to a man named Manoah, and she was unable to conceive. Judges 13 tells us, "The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, 'You are barren and childless, but you are going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean.' you will become pregnant and have a son whose hair is never to be touched by a razor, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, dedicated to God from the womb. He will take the lead in delivering Israel from the hands of the Philistines." Samson's mother knew there was something special about the angel of the Lord, and when her husband was afraid that they would die for having seen the face of God, she became the voice of reason, saying he would not have told us these things if he were going to kill us. She gave birth and named the baby Samson, and the Lord blessed him. Although he made many mistakes and had a tragic end, the Lord used him mightily in his plan to defeat the Philistines. And at the end of it all, Samson remembered those lessons he learned at the knee of his mother.
Number 7.
Naomi. Naomi and her family fled to the country of Moab because of a famine in their land. Her husband died, and her two sons married Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. After 10 years, both of Naomi's sons passed away, and Naomi heard that the Lord had blessed the land of her people with food again. She told her daughters-in-law that they could return home to find new husbands. Although they both wept at her leaving, Ruth refused to leave Naomi's side. Naomi taught Ruth lessons in faith during times of hardship, and when they returned to the land of Israel, Naomi continued to watch out for Ruth and instruct her wisely in her dealings with Boaz, who became her kinsman redeemer. The Lord blessed Naomi, and ultimately she gained a son when Boaz married Ruth. But there are lessons here about how a mother can be an effective mother-in-law and continue to be an effective mother-in-law even when her daughter-in-law is no longer married to her son.
Number 8.
Bathsheba. Bathsheba was the object of King David's lust. David even arranged to have her husband Uriah the Hittite killed to get him out of the way. God was so displeased with David's actions that he struck dead the baby from that union. Despite heartbreaking circumstances, Bathsheba remained loyal to David. Their next son, Solomon, grew up to become Israel's wisest and wealthiest king. From David's line, through Solomon, would come Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And Bathsheba would have the distinguished honor of being one of only 5 women listed in the Messiah's ancestry.
Number 9.
Lois and Eunice. There's only one mention of Lois and Eunice in the Bible. They were the grandmother and the mother of Paul's young protege, Timothy. Eunice was a Jewish believer who had been married to a Greek man. These two women taught Timothy the Jewish scriptures from infancy. Then, having received Paul's teachings about the Messiah, they continued to train young Timothy in the things of Christ.
Number 10.
Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary is the most honored mother in the Bible, the human mother of Jesus. Although she was only a young, humble peasant, Mary accepted God's will for her life. Mary suffered enormous shame and pain, yet never doubted her son for a moment. Mary stands as highly favored by God, a shining example of obedience and submission to the Father's will. Father, thank you for the lessons we learn from faithful mothers in the Bible, lessons about submission, sacrifice, and faithfulness. Help us to apply those lessons to our lives, especially in our raising of children. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.